Welcome to Divine Downloads. I'm your host, Cassandra Brodzak, and this is the show where we help you divinely design your life. And this episode couldn't be more aligned with my main mission, what I teach in so many of my signature programs and with my one-on-one clients, and that is conscious lifestyle design. And why conscious lifestyle design is really the foundation for manifesting the big juicy dreams that we have in our lives. So get excited, grab your favorite notebook and maybe a cup of tea or whatever beverage you want, and let's dive in. One moment before we dive in, I just want to call your attention to there is a link below this podcast, or if you're watching on YouTube, below this video, to my free conscious lifestyle design assessment. So if you want to follow along as we go through the eight different areas and really take this work on, I want to remind you that it's totally free. It's right below. And so just click the link below and we'll be kind of going through why this process is so important, how it is such a manifestation hack, as well as, you know, why this is so incredibly transformative in your life, because that's really what I want to get across with this podcast. So without further ado, let's finally dive in. So conscious lifestyle design. So many of us focus on that big, juicy, next manifestation. We want the money. We want the lover. We want the career thing, right? We want this like singular big thing. But the thing that affects us most in our day-to-day life, and also the thing, quite ironically, that often decides how fast or if we manifest that bigger thing we want, is our holistic lifestyle, right? And so one of the things that I've always been really, really passionate about is called conscious lifestyle design. And if you've done any of my signature programs, especially the realignment, if you've done Practical Magic, the process, it really revolves around creating cues in your day-to-day environment that align your frequency and vibration with the future you, the you that you are manifesting, the things that you're manifesting, all of the blessings, right? Because whether it's your physical environment of your home, of your bedroom, of your office, your technological environment, or whatever you want to call it, of your social media, your websites, your emails, your phone, whether it's your well-being rituals, your spiritual connections, your community, your relationships, all of these things are constantly influencing our vibration, our frequency, our energy, and how available we are for the possibility of manifesting what we desire. And all of us have, believe it or not, a vision of how all of the different parts of our life will shift, will elevate when we manifest that big juicy thing that we desire, right? So we want the $1 million, we want the, you know, husband, or we want the big house, or we want the career acknowledgement, because we see a whole life upgrade coming with that. But that's actually a bit of a trick of the mind, because most of that life upgrade you can give yourself right now. In fact, more of it you could probably give yourself right now than you actually need that big thing to unlock. There might be some elements of it that big thing is going to unlock for you. But we can really shift the holistic environment around us in such a powerful way that not only is it going to open that space for us to manifest faster, for us to be in greater alignment, for us to have that frequency of the thing that we're calling in, but it's also going to make us happier on a day-to-day basis. It's going to make us feel better in all the different aspects of our life. It's going to help us align with our highest self, the best version of us, right? Which ultimately, when we envision that big juicy dream that we have, is the version of us that we always see having it. It's always the best version of us. It's us in our our glory, shining our light, right? And so we can reverse engineer this. And this has been something that I've done in my life. I've taught clients how to do in my life. It's something I'm really passionate about because our life, and as someone that has accomplished a lot of those kind of like big, juicy manifestations that I have desired in my life, one of the things that I can tell you, and anyone else who's experienced that as well can tell you, that the excitement that comes with them is great, but the quality of your life is really impacted by your conscious lifestyle design. And so if you have that one big element, but there's a lot of other things that are not in alignment in your life, it's really hard to enjoy it. And so let's talk about how can you actually get this going right now? So I actually have my conscious lifestyle design assessment that I mentioned up on my computer screen right now. And I'm just going to walk you through these 8 areas that I have selected that I think really help you break apart these areas. Because the thing I love about breaking up your life into these different categories and areas is that it's inevitably going to make you feel more empowered when it comes to aligning with the vision for your life that you want to manifest, that you want to call in. Because that big thing, and if you follow Law of Attraction or Abraham Hicks or anything like that, that big thing that you want to call in often has like a mixed bag around it, right? So for instance, if you want $1 million or you want that dream partner, right? There's also a part of you that feels really aware that you don't have it right now. There's maybe even a part of you that feels like it's a little bit out of your control to call it in, right? But when we look at smaller areas of our life, like let's say again, we're manifesting our $1 million or partner, but then we look at something like the first area, which is your physical environment. And now all of a sudden we have a lot more control over our physical environment. We might feel a lot more empowered around our physical environment and to create shifts. Now, granted, if you know, currently you're living in a one bedroom apartment and you want to be living in like a sprawling countryside chateau in the south of France, yeah, you might feel a bit of a, you know, misalignment with your environment. However, there is still a highest version of your current living space that is very much within the realm of possibility for you to align with. Right? So if that was you, what I would say to you was, okay, so what kind of decor do you love, like the decor of the South of France? Can we work some of those elements in, right? What can we do in your current physical environment to really elevate it and make it feel good? I lived in the same apartment in New York City for a few years. And I remember when I was doing this work, I literally, like, it was amazing. I had such a small space, but by putting the conscious effort into making these little tweaks, consciously giving myself, even in this tiny space, like a little spiritual area where I would meditate in, a cute office area, right? Even if they were all in like kind of like the same tiny room, right? Being conscious about my physical environment really elevated my energy and my vibration. And therefore, every time I went into that space, I felt like that higher version of myself. I felt like the more successful version of myself that I was calling in career-wise in that space. So the first thing we look at, I always say, is your physical environment, because this is like what is kind of screaming at you day in and day out. And your physical environment either has cues for like future you to be activated, or it has cues for like limited past you to be activated. So this, again, it's your, whatever your living space is, it could be your, also like your car, because you spend a lot of time in your car if you're, depending on where you live. It can be your office, all these environments that you inhabit. You really want to ask yourself, And we're going to ask you, you're going to ask that for every area. And this is kind of what I walk you through in the Conscious Lifestyle Design Assessment. And we go even deeper in my realignment course, which is what inspired this podcast this week, because I'm going to be doing my realignment course to prepare me for maternity leave, to prepare me for this next chapter, to make sure that, you know, it's kind of like my version of very conscious nesting, because it's something that I've continually used before each new up level to really make sure that I am dialed in all the aspects of my life with the me that I want to step into, right? And that is the part that we can control. And that's the part that often makes us feel really empowered. It is the practical magic, like I like to call it, right? The energetic alignment meets the earthly actions of acknowledging, okay, this is what feels good to me. So in every area you're going to go through, let me just go through all the areas first before we do that. So first you're going to think about your physical environment. The next you're going to think about your technology imprint. So again, your cell phone, your laptop, your inbox, your text, anything that's in your digital world. If you're like me, this also includes like your website or your Instagram or social media page, right? You're going to be looking into your well-being rituals. So what's the food you're eating? How are you exercising? How is your sleep? Are you taking supplements? All the things you do for your well-being. The next one is your spiritual connection. So do you have a regular meditation practice? Do you have a prayer practice? How are you utilizing your intuition? Are you connecting inwards? What, you know, how does your spiritual connection come into your life? And what would that look like in its highest alignment? Your relationships. Your relationships are huge. So whether that's your family, your friends, your romantic relationships, the communities you belong with. And then next we have your career and your creativity. Both, you know, sometimes those go together for some of us, like myself, and some of those, sometimes you have a career and that's kind of one thing, and then your creative expression is a hobby or a side project or a side hustle, right? And so looking at that area of your life. And then again, looking into your money, your savings, your investing, and your leisure time. What are you doing with fun? What are you doing, you know, to restore yourself? How are you spending that free time? All of these aspects make up your life, these eight different aspects, right? They make up the whole of your life. And so oftentimes we focus on, let's say, of all the ones I just went through, the money one or the career one, or we focus on the romantic relationship one. And instead of realizing that we can use, if you think of them as different legs on a table, right? If the one table leg that you're focusing on is the one that just feels like it's not screwing in properly, it's unstable, it's not working, right? And you keep on focusing on that instead of realizing, oh, well, it's super easy for me to get this other leg in. It's super easy for me to get this other leg in, right? Now, out of eight legs, maybe you have six legs that are super, super sturdy on that table, and they can help balance out and get that last seventh and eighth leg sturdier. So that's why I break it down into these different areas, because, for instance, taking the your well-being rituals or your spiritual connection, you can easily shift into that. You can say, okay, so for every area that you go through that I just went through, all different eight, you want to ask yourself, like, what is my dream vision for this area? And maybe around your spiritual connection, it's I have a daily meditation that I'm committed to, that I do. And I have a nice little ritual altar. Maybe it is a crystal and a candle and a picture next to my bed. Maybe it is a meditation nook that I've created, whatever it is in your vision. And every day I do my meditation and then I journal or I pull a tarot card, whatever it is. Maybe you're, when you see spiritual connection, it's you going on a walk with your dog every day and talking to your angels and guides, right? the whole thing about this is that this is not my life. It's not my life. It's your life. It's putting the power into your hands of saying, well, what is your ideal vision? What does that look like to you? And allowing yourself to see, okay, what's my vision look like? What's my current reality in this area? And then what can I do to bring them closer together? How can I meet them in the middle? Maybe your ideal vision is that, you know, you have a whole meditation room in your house, right? And then you have beautiful candles and every morning you spend 2 hours giving yourself Reiki and meditating and all this stuff, right? And your current reality is you're not even meditating every day. And then you can bring them together and say, okay, well, maybe that big dream vision is not practical in this moment in my life, but how can I bring an element of that? Well, what if I promise myself that I'm going to do a 15-minute meditation and 15 minutes of giving myself Reiki every day, and I'm going to do it in my favorite chair in the living room and put a candle on the little table next to the chair, and I'll light that candle when I do it, right? So it's about what is the big vision, or what is the vision, right? And what is the reality? And then how can I align them? And you'll find that actually, like, I kind of gave that exaggerated example, but for a lot of these, your dream vision is really not that eccentric, right? A lot of the times our dream vision will literally just be a minor upgrade of our day-to-day reality, right? Like, so for me, when I look at this and I think of like my current spiritual connection and what's going on with that, I've kind of been in this season of my life, doing a little bit in the morning and then, you know, doing some meditations scattered throughout the day, kind of pulling some cards at night. And it's been fluid and all over the place. And then when I just take the time to reflect, I'm like, you know, what would feel really good is making more of a commitment to doing more of it in the morning, so that I really felt like I got like a hearty helping of it, you know, as I kick off into my day. And so it's just a minor adjustment to say, you know, instead of waiting until after I make my breakfast, walk the dog, to have that moment to journal, maybe I'm going to commit to not leaving my bedroom before I do it, whatever it is. Same thing with your well-being rituals. And what happens is these different areas of our life, they ground us. They ground us in this energy. So maybe I'm just making the small shift to, instead of spreading my different meditations and spiritual practices out throughout the day, having a longer spiritual practice in the morning. But what's actually happening in my brain when I'm doing that is the future version of me that has the big juicy desire that I'm manifesting that's on the next level or whatever, right, is connected to me doing my spiritual practice in that way. So I feel more connected to her when I'm doing my spiritual practice in that way. So making that small adjustment creates a neural pathway in my brain then saying like, oh, Cassandra's really grounded and connected spiritually and a powerful manifester and has all these things flowing to her simply because I'm enacting my spiritual connection the way that my highest self is seeing it. Whereas, like I said, objectively, there's nothing wrong with how I'm doing it now. However, there's a part of me that's connecting the way that I am going about it now with being a little bit more scattered, with not having all the things that I want to manifest yet, right? So we're creating that new connection, that new pathway, and that new alignment through just making these very small, easy tweaks. And you'll find as you go through the 8 different areas in the Conscious Lifestyle Design Assessment, and if you join us in the realignment, we really deep dive and you go through it together and we do it week by week, we tackle each area and we go really into it, which is what I'll be doing as I prepare for this next chapter. We go into a meditation every week and we tap into that area and we visualize, what does it look like in its highest expression? How can we bring it into our life now? What is the current reality, and how do we elevate that current reality to meet that frequency and vibration and utilize it as that little seed for what we're calling in, right? To help us get into alignment. And so oftentimes when I'm working through this with clients, I will tell my clients, do the low-hanging fruit first. Pick the areas. For me, it's almost always like the well-being rituals, the physical environment, the spiritual connection. You know, pick these low-hanging fruit to get that alignment flowing, to get that energy shifting. Because again, it could be something as simple as like in your well-being rituals, you make sure that you are going for a run every morning and you don't currently do that. And by you instituting that, going for a run, even if it's like a 15, 20 minute run, whatever it is, every morning, it's not just about the benefits you're going to get physically from that. It's because you're actually seeding a new pathway in your brain, in your vibration, in your energy that's saying, I am that next level version of me that goes on a run every morning. Something that is so within your power to do. Whereas maybe you feel kind of out of your element when it comes to manifesting your $1 million or whatever it is, right? But you can say, well, millionaire me is going on a run every morning. Happily married me is going on a run every morning, right? Or whatever your thing is, just like that. But we have these preconceived connections of tapping into this, essentially what it is a higher timeline, right? It's this new timeline that is connected to the you that already has the thing that you're manifesting, the thing that you desire. And we tap into that timeline. We connect to the vision of what's going on in that timeline, what this holistic example of our life looks like in that. And then we can easily bring it into reality. So that is why conscious lifestyle design, I think, is not only such a powerful manifestation hack, but something that we should all be, I think, focusing more on than even just the manifesting of that one big thing. Because when we focus on holistically aligning our life, holistically shifting each area so that it's in alignment with our best self, in alignment with the version of us that has the thing that we already want, then before we know it, that thing has to come to us. It's inevitable it's going to come to us because now we've raised ourselves to the frequency to meet it. And the best part about this work is that this work is incrementally going to upgrade your life as you do it in that moment, instantly, right? If you think about it, if you just clean your desk right now and imagine what is the desk of the future you. And I guarantee all of our future desks might be a little bit more clean, a little bit more organized, and maybe they'll have a few different things. Maybe you notice on future use desk, you have a plant. Or you have a candle, or you have a picture of something, right? Or you have, I have like a wizard, I have Athena, I have some essential oils. And you just make those little things, things that you could probably easily buy at Target or find in other places of your home. And in that moment, as soon as you rearrange that one area of your life, that one small thing into alignment, your energy shifts. You're already reaping the benefits of it. You're already going to feel better every time you sit down at your desk, right? Or your nightstand or your bathroom or whatever the place is, right? We have the ability through this conscious lifestyle design work to be getting the energetic upgrades immediately, right? And so that's why I want to share this with you this week. And I want to invite you not only grab that free conscious lifestyle design assessment if you want to be reminded of my 8 different areas and the reflection questions. But if you really are like, man, I need this, I want to dive deep into this work, join us in the realignment course. It is an incredibly affordable course when it comes to, you know, the ability to work with me and my teachings. is 8 really juicy deep dive modules that guide you through this process, guide you through the 8 areas. And like I said, the exciting part of it is you're going to feel the shifts. You're going to feel the shifts as you start doing this work, as you actually, you know, start upgrading every area of your life. And then before you know it, you're so focused on how everything is feeling good and shifting and into alignment that thing that you really want to manifest is going to start flowing to you in way more magical and fast ways than you imagined before, because we weren't focusing on the dichotomy of not having it or feeling out of control around it or all of that stuff, right? We're grounding ourselves in all the ways we can shift our life right now and make it an aligned match for that next level us. So I hope to see you inside. All the links are below. And thanks for listening. Again, as always, be sure to subscribe. And if you have ideas for future episodes or questions you'd like me to riff on or talk about, feel free, leave them in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube, or shoot me a DM or email assistant@cassandrabodzak.com. I love hearing from you guys, and thanks for being here with me.